says now, Tono, v'chatzi chatziyayu. So Kopon will come to Rabbi Yochanan, shear is those six beitzen. Comes out to be the shear of six eggs. That's how much challah you have to have for a mosan shtei sudis. Two sudis is called a shear of six eggs. You have to have enough bread the size of six eggs. That's what she says here. Rabbi hasn't said it yet. Moratono. There's another shear. Our Mishnah so far only says three shearim. There are two sudis is for Rubit Chumim. One sud is for Beisam Nuga. Half of the sud is for Lifslas Agri. If you eat the food, you become tummy. Now there's another shear. Like a quarter of the sud. Half of that is Letame Tumas Eichem. Let's say you have a piece of food here. And a sheretz, a tummy de gazach, touches the food. How big does the food have to be to makabel tumah? There's a shear for that also. It has to be the shear a quarter of a sudah, which is usually the size of a beitzah. Trashi b'chatzi chatzi chatziayu l'tomet tumah seichlin. The Rabbi Yechanan Baruch Hu k'diyislei dainu k'beitzah chos revia. That's one egg, a little bit less than an egg. Shireihu shear b'kika shiroi v'kak zil m'chatiyah. The Rashi says here, yenimtsa kikam punyin roi v'kav v'hein vav beitzim. According to Rabbi Yochanan, the shear of Mosan Shtei Sud is how much bread do you have to use in Ubi Tchumim, and that's the loch, it has to be the size of six eggs. Six eggs, that's called two sudis. Now, Chatziayu, half of that is for Beisam Nuga, that's Gimel Beitzim. How long it takes you to eat three eggs, that's how long you have to be in the house to Matami Begodim. Beisam Nuga. The Chatzi Chatziayu, that's Beitzim Machso, Lifslos Agriya. If you eat amount of food, Tomadik of food, an egg and a half worth of food, that's Matami Aguf. Now, Tumas Eichlin, if a Tomei touches the Eichel, how much Eichel has to be there that Eichel is Makabel Tumah? Tumas Eichlin, Gimel Revia Beitza, 3/4 of an egg. That's the way it comes out according to Rabbi Yochanan. Ulu Rab Shimon, Shashir, Bekikah, Megimel Akav, Kika Shleimah, Ches Beitzim, Chatzi Dalet, Chatzi Chatzi Beiz, Chatzi Chatzi El Beitza. According to Rab Shimon, it comes out the Shia to Makabel Tumah, that's usually the Shia we always say, is the Shia of a Beitza. If you have enough food there, the size of a beitzah worth of food, now a sheretz touches that food, it's makabel tumah. Fred Gemara b'zoy b'tana didan my tamal letoni. How come our Mishnah didn't say this last case? Like the Mishnah is saying two, then one, then a half. So why didn't the Mishnah say a fourth case, which is a quarter of a sudan? Why didn't it say this chiddush that an oichel the size of a quarter of a sudan, one beitzah worth of an oichel, if a tumah touches makabel tumah? Letoni. The more Tumas Eichlin, and the more the Teretz is, my time will turn Tumas Eichlin, Mishum Dleshavishi Rayu Ladodi. It's not really exactly a half of the Shia before. There's a little bit of a difference. The Tanya, like we learned, Kama Shia Chatzi Pras. How much is the Shia of a Chatzi Pras? How much is this? Chatzi Pras? Base Beitzen. Size of two eggs. Size of two eggs, that's a half of a loaf of a bread. Chosa Kim, missing a little bit. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. This is Rebbe Yehuda Shita. We have Yoisi Yoime, Beis Beitzim Seichus, exact like squashed together, two eggs, that's the shear. Shear Rebbe, and Rebbe made a shear, and it says Beis Beitzim V'yoid. It came out a little bit more, two eggs and a little bit more. Kama V'yoid, how much more than two eggs is it? Is the shear of a Chatzi Pras. Now Chatzi Pras, that's the shear of one Suda, that's for Beis Amnuga. And how much is this oidi extra? Echod Miesum Beitzim, 1/20 of an egg. Yeah, now, V'ilu, not again. Chatzi pras, half pras. That's the third shear in the Mishnah. That's called half of a suda. That's the shear to listless agviya. If you eat this much food, tomato like food, it's matama the goof. So last shear was two beitzim. If you eat two beitzim worth of tomato like food, it's matama the goof. Now vilu gabitumas oichlin. Tanya, we learned in the brisa. How much food has to be there when the sheretz touches this food? The food is makabel tumah. Rabbi Nosen, Rabbi Doisa, Omru, they both say kibetza. They say the size of an egg. Now, Shomru, kemayu kliposai. That it says a beitza's worth of food is makabel tumah, it means the way it is with its klipa. Now, it's a little bit more. It has to be an egg with the shell around the egg. No, the way an egg is a shelled egg. Take off the shell. The way a shelled egg is, that's how much food you have to makabel tumah. So you see, it's not exactly half of the one before. Because before Chatzi Pras, we said, some say it's Beis Beitzim, Chosa Kima. Here we have before, it's a little bit two eggs, missing something. Or else the other sheet there was, it's two eggs, and a little bit more. And now the shear of a Chatzi, half of that, is not exact. Because here the shear to Makabel Tum is a Beitzah. So you see, the shear is not exact. That's why our Tana didn't want to say it's a half of the shear before. It's not exactly a half. The shear before is either a little bit more than 2 eggs or a little bit less than 2 eggs. And half of that should be either a little bit less than 1 egg or a little bit more than 1 egg. And here the din is not like that. How much food do you have to have to Makabel Tum of the shear of an egg? Either the shiloh is with its shell or without its shell. So I call upon him, since it's not exactly a half, therefore our Tana doesn't say it. I mean, it's not so sure why the Brisa does say it, because it's pretty close. But our Tana only wants to say it exactly. Omar Rafris Bapop, Omar Chizda. Zu divri Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosi. This is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Abu Chachom Marm Nechachom Holdo, Kebeitzo Machza Seichos. No, you have to have, how much food you have to have to Makabu Tumam, the size of a beitz and a half. Seichos means close together. They have to be very tight together. Yeah. So Rashi says Zu divrei Rabbi Yehuda Hach Braisa de Chatzi Pras Liel. So Braisa says the shear of a Chatzi Pras. That was the last shear of our Mishnah. How much do you have to eat in order to matama your guf? So before we had the shurim was 2 beitzim. Now it's saying Rabbi Yechon. Now it's saying no. Chom say ke beitzo machza. If you eat an egg and a half worth of tamidika food, then your guf becomes tamid. That's a chom shita. You don't have to eat 2 beitzim's worth of tamidika food. If you only eat an egg and a half worth of tamidika food, your body becomes tamid. Midi rabbanon that you're not allowed to eat truma. Vaitam. Oman chachom, who are these chachomim? Rabbi Yechon Mabruka. Comes out good according to Rabbi Yechon Mabruka. Rashi, Yekimna Alibu, the Bekika, Sharoi Vakav, Vav Beitzim, Shir Lierut. As according to Rabbi Yechon Mabruka, the shear of 2 sudis that you need to make in the Rubit Chumim is, that's the shear of 6 eggs. So 6 eggs, that's 2 sudis. Chatziayu, half of that for Beis Amnuga, is Gimel. It's 3 eggs. If you ate in the house, the shear of eating 3 eggs, that's matama your clothing. Chatzi chatziayu. Now half of that, our Mishnah says, is the shear of eat it. It's matama your guf. A half of 3 is 1.5. So now that's the chum say here that eating an egg and a half worth of tamdik food is matama your guf. That comes a good according to Biyachin and Bruka. For the more pshita avade, the Chesh Mishnah is very good. He starts off with six eggs is 2 sudis. 1 sud is 3 eggs, and half of that is 1.5. So pshita of Yechin Shita. More seichel is also lashminin. It's coming to tell you the eggs have to be very close together, like seichel, like squashed together. That's the chiddush here. Right. Kiyosi Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came, Omar, he said over a ma'isa happened that Shiga Bunim, name of a person, Rashem Ish, name of a person, this guy Bunim, he sent to Rebbe Moedina de Kondisa, Rashi Shem Haso. He sent him a measurement, the size of a saw, the min usa, that it came from this place, Meisa Mokum. Now, the Shia Rebbe, and Rebbe measured it, and it came out to hold, this saw held, Mosin, 200, Vishiva Asara Bayin, 217 eggs. That's how many eggs fit into the saw. Is, Tret Gemara, high saw the Hechi. What kind of saw, what kind of measurement is this? Either Midbarius, if you want to measure with Midbarius, how the measurement was when Klal Yisrael was still in the Midbar, Luchur saw should only have Kuf Mem Dalad Hevi, should only be 144. How come you say here was 217? Read Yerushalmis, that's in Yerushalayim, they had a different, like we'll see later, they added on another 6 to it, of Ezoi Kufayin Gimel Hevi, should only be 173. But how do you get 217? Read Yitzipurus, that's another shear later on, they even added on another third to that, to make the shurim bigger, so now the saw is more of a raised zayin heaven. It's only 207, so there's still 10 too much. So the marliyelam the tziparius. I'll tell you, really, it's tziparius. So tziparius, that was a shear, that's this last shear, which it should be 207. Of the zoy, what do we do with the extra 10? I see chalosa shadiyulayil. The pshat was he took the shear chala from all these things and added onto it. For the Gemara, chalosa kam heaven, how much is the shear of chala? 1/24. So of every 24 bread, you have to take off one. His zechura divide 24 into 207. Timna, it's only 8. It was like a katsi botzle, still it's a little bit too much. Like you have 217, it shouldn't be 217. It should only be 215, not 217. El Gemara, I see the oidois the Rebbe, shadjun alayu. Rebbe before said the shear was 2 beitzim and a little bit more. And before we said how much was a little bit more, it was 1/120th more. So add the 1/20th of these 207, now you get it. No, if you're going to add 1/20th of 200 to 207, or 215 now, it'll be much more than 2 eggs. So you're going to have more than 217 eggs. So how did that measurement of the saw only have 217? It's like true, it's a little bit more, but since it's not 218 eggs, it's only 217 and a little bit more. The little bit more we don't cheshbon. So therefore, it's good why that saw had 217 eggs. Saw Yerushalmis with the saw they used in Yerushalayim was Yisera Medbor Yishtus. It was 1/6. They added a sixth to the measurement, more than the measurement they used when the Eden were in the Midbar. The Shel Tziporis, later on they went to Tzipori, they also added on to the measurement there, Yisera Yerushalmis Shtus. It's 1/6 more than the measurement they have in Yerushalmis. Nimtz, as it comes out, Shel Tziporis, the measurement now we use in Tzipori, is Yisera Medborius. It's more than the measurement the Klai Yisrael used when they were in the Midbar, Shlish. It's 1/3 more. Fred Gemara Shlish Deman, a third more of what? Ilay Mashlish de Midborius, if you want to tell me Tziporis, is 1/3 more than Midborius. Michti, Shlish de Midborius come heaven. How much is a third of the share of Midborius? Are born with Timnin. It's only 48. Vilu oitfo shisin utlosa. How much more is Tziporo than Midborius? It's 63. So to say, it doesn't come out good. If it's only 1/3, it should only be 48. And really, it's 63, so it has to be more than a third. V'yele shlish to Yerushalmis. It means that Tziporo is to add it on 1/3 to the shear of Yerushalmis. For the mar shlish to day kama, how much is a third of Yerushalmis? Yerushalmis, when you said before, it was Kufay and Gimel, 173. So how much is a third of 173? Have a chamishin v'timna. It's 58. Abizai nochi tilsa, a 58 less than a third. Abizai v'ilu oitfor shisan atlosan. Now from 173 to 207, there's only 63. So abizai, it's more. So it's more than stam a third. The Tziporis is more than a third more of Yerushalmis. Because a third of Yerushalmis more should only be 58. And really now we're jumping to 63. So it's more, look, Tziporis, 207, is more than a third more of 173. So Marviela, what's the pshat here? How do we have the shear of Tziporis? Elo the Tziporis, shlishti day. It means a third more of it itself. Like divide 207 into threes, it's 1/3 more. That's a third more of Yerushalmis. Kam heaven, shivin nochi choda. It's 70 less than one. V'ilu oit for those, still not the cheshmer good. V'ilu oit for sam gimel, it's 63 more. 63 plus, away, so 173 and 63 is 207. So it doesn't stim yet. You can't say it's a third of itself more. Because if a third of 207 is 70 al nochi choda, 69. And really it's 63 more, so still something is missing. This is what I mean to say. The measurement of Tziporo, that's the last measurement, the biggest measurement, a saw of that, Yisrael Midborius. It's more than the first measurement they used in the Midbar, Karav Lishlishalo. Kamat more, a little bit more, near a third of it itself. Now, a third of 207, we're saying, is Kamat 69. O Shlishalo, so that's good. Now, Shlishalo, a third of it itself, Karav Lamachts of the Midboris. It's close to a half of the Midboris. Well, look, come here. Nimtz is so, shall Tzipori Yisrael, Midboris, Karav Lishlishalo. O Shlishalo, a third of it itself, is Karav Lamachts of the Midboris. Like we're saying now, 69 is Kamat half of the share of Midboris. Because the share of Midboris is how much? That was the first share. Midboris was 144. So now 69 is pretty close to that. 69 is close to 144. Mask of law, Ravina. Midi karav ketani. Does it say before in the Bryce it's near? It's near. It says clear. It's 1/3. So still it's not so good. Elam Ravina hokikom. This is what I mean to say. Nimtza shlish shel Tziporis. If you take 1/3 of the measurement of Tziporis, bivi oidiyah shel Rebbe, with the little bit more, the 1/20, the Rebbe says it's more, shel Rebbe, yisera machta shel Midboris. It comes out to be more than a half of the Shomit Boris. Yeah. Shlish. 1/3 more. Shlish Beitzah. So come now with less. I'm Ravina Hakagama. Nimtza shlish of Sipuri, a third of the measurement of Sipuri. Bivyaidish or Rebbe, if you add to it the 1/20th more that Rebbe adds to it, you say it's more al machta shal medbaris, it's more than a half of medbaris, shlish beitza. More by 1/3 beitza more, that's how much more it is. No, these are the cheshbonos. Ton rabbon, not the brisa. Reishis are with sasteichem. The pasuk says when you take off challah, when you have dough, when you need wheat, the chamesh saminim with water, you make a dough, you have to take off challah to give it to the kohen. How much dough, how much flour do you have to have a chiv and challah? The pasuk says reishis are with sasteichem. The beginning of an arisa. Now today arisa sasteichem, you have to have enough dough there to make an arisa. For the gemara.